Microorganisms are grown in a pure culture medium. The medium contains agar, which is a solidifying agent. The microorganism is isolated before being cultured. It will then grow, if the medium contains the necessary nutrients, and environmental conditions such as pH, oxygen, and temperature. Sterile conditions must be maintained to avoid contamination. The main components of the media are nutrients, solidifying agent, water, additives, or supplements depending on the specific microorganism's needs. Enrichment cultures are used to limit growth, as they only provide nutrients and meet the environmental requirements for a specific microbe. All others would not be able to grow. Isolation mediums are used to kill undesired organisms while allowing the desired organisms to grow. Growth is limited by controlling the nutrients and conditions that the microorganism grows in. Chemical agents can be added or removed to affect growth, because microorganisms react to the absence or presence of chemicals, and it is possible to work out which are needed to ensure growth is limited where needed. Sterilization limits growth by reducing the number of pathogens, resulting in them posing no danger of disease. Disinfectants kill microbes that are on inanimate items, but have little use on spores. Antiseptics control microbe growth in living tissue. Sanitizers reduce bacteria present on food handling equipment and eating utensils. Microorganisms generate adenosine triphosphate, ATP, in various ways such as fermentation. Fermentation is used as a way to obtain energy by many anaerobes. Glucose molecules are fermented to alcohol and CO2, which leads to the creation of two ATP molecules. Anaerobes that use fermentation to obtain energy often end up with a lot of energy-rich molecules that they are unable to use. Fermentation allows plants to transform solar energy into simple molecules enriched with energy, alcohol. Microorganisms use ATP to store energy for a time, which they can then use later when it is needed, similar to storing cash in a savings account. Bacteria use two forms of photosynthesis to generate energy, oxygenic and non-oxygenic. The oxygenic form is found in microalgae and cyanobacteria. The non-oxygenic form is found in bacteria commonly referred to as purple bacteria. Both types of bacteria can use light as an energy source for growth. Some species of both can fix molecular nitrogen, but it is the differences that result in important ecological differences. Purple bacteria can possess the ability to obtain growth energy in three ways: light, anaerobic fermentation of sugars, and aerobic respiration. Rapid growth can be sourced through the use of atmospheric N2 gas and CO2, photoautotrophic, or through the use of simple organic compounds, photoheterotrophic. Photoautotrophic is when light is only used as a source of energy for ATP regeneration, and new cell materials are grown via organic substances within the growth medium. Oxygenic photosynthesis uses light energy to synthesize ATP, and also uses light energy to furnish hydrogen atoms, which are obtained from water and used to convert CO2 to organic compounds.